Over the last 20 years, one-sixth of all counties in the United States have lost a local newspaper, and studies have found that newspaper closures may lead to a decrease in voter turnout and an increase in local corruption. Now a team of economists is suggesting that there are economic consequences, too. They've completed a report finding that when newspapers close, taxpayers lose. Dermot Murphy co-authored the study. He's a professor of finance at the University of Illinois at Chicago. Dermot, thanks a lot for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the program.
What is the relationship between a local newspaper closing and the economic consequence in a city or town?
So our intuition was that if a local newspaper closes, then they are no longer providing a crucial watchdog role for local governments. And when a local government isn't being watched, they are more likely to engage in bad behavior and just be more inefficient in general.
So that's what you posited.
Yes, that's correct. And so we thought, if a government is more likely to engage in bad behavior, then somebody that is lending to a local government might have to ask for a higher interest rate to compensate for the risk of lending to an irresponsible local government, essentially.
Well, you're assuming that the local government would be irresponsible, and that's the way the investors would think, because of the lack of a newspaper?
Yes, that's correct. So the newspaper is there to keep the government in check, and without them, then the government knows they are not being watched, and so they are just more likely to be inefficient, and we have data that bears that out.
So tell us about that. How did you crunch the data?
So we collected newspaper closure data from the editor and publisher yearbooks, and then we cross-referenced this information with government borrowing cost data from the Emergent Municipal database. And so what we find is that government interest rates significantly increase after a newspaper closure.
Just to clarify, if a town wants to build a $65 million hospital or, say, a bridge, it doesn't just have the money lying around, so it has to attract investors and issue bonds. And that's where the higher interest rate comes in.
Yes, that's exactly true. So we often call it an issue. So you have to issue a series of bonds to fund your school, hospital, or a roadway. And you have to pay interest rates on the money that you borrow. And we find that the interest rates go up by about 0.1 percentage points, which does correspond to about $650,000 per issue.
And this is money that is ultimately paid by the taxpayer.
It is, yes. The taxpayer will ultimately foot the bill for the extra cost borne by local governments.
Give us an example.
I think an interesting city right now is Denver, Colorado. So the Rocky Mountain News closed in 2009, and we do find that borrowing costs in the long run did increase in the area by about 30 basis points. And the cuts at the Denver Post indicate that the problems might continue to worsen in that city.
The cuts in the Denver Post that have been more recent, because the Rocky Mountain News closed back in 2009, there had been a large investigative arm of the Rocky Mountain News, especially in doing stories about the new airport in Denver. So how close a link can you draw between the closing of the newspaper and the reduction now in the Denver newspaper and what's happening economically there?
So at the very least in our data, we try to establish causation by looking at a county that experienced newspaper closure and a neighboring county that is matched on demographic and economic characteristics that did not experience a newspaper closure.
So that's the control.
Yeah, that's the control. And we do find that the borrowing costs do go up in the treatment county, but not in the control county.
Roughly by how much on average?
On average, about 10 basis points, 0.1 percentage points.
What does that mean in terms of money? What's the range?
So 0.1 percentage points on an average issue size of $65 million corresponds to a total interest cost of about $650,000, and that's just for one issue.
And how much of this is coming back to the taxpayer to pay for?
So if you look at the average cost to the taxpayer, at least we find in the second part of the paper that this can cost the average taxpayer about $70 per person.
How do we know that this is not sort of a chicken and egg thing? I mean, perhaps the economy is bad to begin with in a particular locale, and that's why a newspaper might have less advertising and why it might have to close.
That's the beauty of the treatment versus control county test. If you look at a county in a neighboring county that is the same economically, then it is unlikely that it would be driven by economic conditions because yields or borrowing costs should go up in both counties. But we only see borrowing costs going up in the county that experienced the newspaper closure and not the neighboring county that is matched on economic characteristics.
And in those counties, is there nobody else who can fill that watchdog role when a local newspaper exits? There's radio, TV. even the citizenry?
So we think that local TV stations do perform an important function, but I think that they're spread a little thin these days. So it's difficult for a city newspaper and the local TV station to cover all the municipalities surrounding a city, for example.
Is there any hope in this for those communities that are losing newspapers and fear what the repercussions might be?
You know, I still think we haven't quite reached an equilibrium yet. You know, I think that the internet, it's still relatively new in the grand scheme of things. And I think in the future, it's possible that national news outlets will start to tailor their news to local areas. And so then you'll see more sort of investigative reporting at the local level. So I do hold out hope that there will be a resurgence in high quality investigative journalism at the local level in the future. But it's hard to see where we're going right now.
Dermot Murphy, thank you.
Yeah, thanks very much for having me on.